B-Pod Studios.
Do you know what day it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday.
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
We left here yesterday, and it was 59 degrees.
Yep. 62 in Canton yesterday at one point. I wanted to call
you. Did you hit 62?
Yes, sure did.
We did not hit 62 in North Shore, but it was close. Well, it was good enough to get the, all the Christmas lights out. It was just one of those moments you had to take advantage of.
Yes,
so
exactly.
We got the lights done outside the house, reindeer's up, and then it started to rain.
Yeah.
God smiled down on me yesterday.
Really?
It was God's work.
He loves lights. I had to go out and stand up my, Santa had fallen over, so yeah. I wanted to stand him up before he froze to the ground face down this morning.
Are you an inflatable
guy?
No,
this was a wire and lights and stuff.
Classy Santa.
Yeah. I'm more of a,
You like the inflatables?
Not so much, yeah.
Inflatable snowman, he is out there on your lawn. When you plug him in, he gets 10 feet tall, and he's out there all month long. Inflatable snowman, yeah. Watch out on windy days. If he's not tied down, he'll blow around and he'll land 3 streets away. And when you go and unplug him, you won't hear the blower sound. That's when he will slowly deflate in a pile on the ground.
Yeah.
Inflatable snowman glows brighter than the sun. That's why your neighbor's kid on his Christmas list asked for a BB gun.
That's there you go. Yeah. That's just one. That's cute. It was warm and warm.
And it
warm and weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't ever be described as warm and weird. Anyway, LBF.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And Brian, we have the most amazing co-host. Now, I don't know. I mentioned Chunky once and boom, magically, the Chunky appears. Now look at what she's gone and done.
Well, it's like the chocolate is finding me.
You're like, now, is it Munchausen for you where you want to fatten us up?
Yes.
That's what it is.
By proxy.
Yeah, by proxy.
Yes.
You're like, here, boys, how about a nice dairy milk fruit and nut bar?
You know what'll make me look better? If you guys were a little bit fatter.
That's right.
Some would say I'm fat enough, but apparently not. But thank you. No, this looks delish.
No, because I said with the Chunky, it's the same sort of, I said, if you like fruits, raisins and nuts and chocolate, you got to try the Cadbury Fruit and Nut Bar. And that was at Five Below yesterday.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my God, there it is. So I picked it up for you. And then I was
That's
I can't get Bob something without getting Brian something.
No, you can't.
So
right, because I would have been very upset.
So then I got him a caramel Cadbury, and I feel like I have two sons now. it's nice.
What'd you get Brian?
I got caramel. So it's got like, it's like a caramello, but it's a Cadbury caramello.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, so.
You don't like the fruit and nut?
I wasn't sure if he was a fruit and nut guy.
Yeah, we'll find out. You
know,
but thank
you. Remains a mystery
so
to me.
Much.
Yeah. Yep. We only worked together for 8 years.
I don't know why I can't lose weight, honey. You know, she's like, but you eat well, but you don't see me at work. That's it. All right. It's One Word Wednesday today. We're going to ask you about, just a phrase with just one word to answer. That's at 7:10. You want to give them a highlight?
Do you want me to tell it?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, they can start thinking about it.
Yeah.
The worst thing about holiday shopping is the blank.
Okay, so that's at 7:10. We got an awesome prize to give you for that. 2 tickets to the Black Crows. So.
Really?
Wow. Isn't that good?
That is good.
Yep, the worst thing. So that's at 7:10. Tell your friends.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool. Oh, I see the conga line.
And 3 cool things you should know.
See that?
Don't crowd the plow.
Don't crowd the plow. The conga line going 93 north. Brian, you just dodged that today, right?
I did. I got on the highway on 24 northbound about 5 seconds before the conga line. I got on like Indiana Jones grabbing his hat out of the Temple of Doom. Like
That's just
squeaked right in there in front of him.
Great. That's what it's like.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
It's a good feeling.
Good.
All right, LBF, what is cool?
I like to be behind the plows, no joke. I feel safer.
You like
anyway,
oh my God.
You like parents, you like this more than you like your kids, and we have proof.
You like this more than your kids.
Than your kids.
Uh-oh. All right, that's coming up. That's dangerous.
All right.
Brian Bell.
Be careful who you let in your house this time of year.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Santa included.
Or what? Or what? And I'm going to tell you about a company in Maryland that I'll be applying for Monday. It's
okay.
It seems like a very, very nice company.
Yeah.
All right, stay tuned for that. All right, LBF.
Okay, this is the ultimate test of parental love.
Yeah.
And you know what, parents? You failed. So a new study monitored people as they drove their car with one of two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Their kids
or
a cake.
Gosh.
And 95% of parents drove more carefully when they had a cake than when they had their children.
Yeah.
I am not surprised.
They drove more cautiously. They drove slower, gentle with their braking, took turns slower, and used their phones less.
That's crazy. So 95% drove better with a cake in the car than their kids.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
And I certainly am one of them.
Yeah, I've got a suggestion. Sense. Have your kid just hold the cake.
Yeah. Have your cake and eat it.
Are you crazy? hold the cake?
Yeah.
It's so
anyway,
funny. Like It's like maybe you should drive with a cake all the time, the way that people used to put books on their head for their posture.
Mm. Yeah.
Like just to like make sure that you're...
Because there's two benefits.
Yeah.
You'll drive better.
Yes.
And you'll have cake.
That's right.
while you're driving.
Perfect.
All right. But that's right. It's so true.
Isn't it? It is.
95. Okay. All right. Brian Bell, what do you got?
My cool thing, I got to shout out the West Bridgewater Police Department. Currently, they're driving Santa around our town.
Okay.
So every night we'll see the cruiser go by with its lights on, blaring holiday music with Santa. And that's pretty cool.
Nice touch.
But over the weekend, they posted about an intruder in a house.
Mm-hmm.
This little guy was found relaxing in a local family's rec room. The homeowner wasn't wearing his glasses and let this animal into his house thinking it was his cuddly Boston Terrier.
Yeah.
But in fact, here's what happened.
Hey, what's your name? My name's Buddy.
Yeah.
Does someone need a hug?
I know.
I just wanted a hug.
Yeah. But in fact, it was a raccoon.
A real raccoon. That's amazing.
It's a very cute raccoon.
Go to WROR.com. The raccoon is curled up on the couch, just hanging out.
He looks
so cute.
Looking
for the clicker.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Sitting on the couch. I'm like, wow, that is amazing.
Just
so be
curled
careful.
Up like his Boston Terrier.
So that's pretty funny.
The Boston Terrier must have been like, what kind of new dog is this?
Yeah. He's like outside trying
to get
in.
He's like a criminal. He's got a black mask on.
Yeah,
really?
Like,
what kind of prescription glasses is this guy using, too?
He needs
that's
to see the eye doctor.
Definitely not
so,
a
Brian,
Boston Terrier.
Where would somebody find a picture of said raccoon?
If you're not friends with the WB Police, I'll post it at WROR.com because it is just so funny.
I like it. Okay, here's a company that we should all strive for and maybe even send our resumes in. If you're in the search of work and you want to move to Maryland, this is the CEO or manager of St. John's Properties in Maryland. And at the Christmas party, he had a little announcement he wanted to make to the staff.
Everybody is important in this company. And everybody performs in this company. They really do. You're all participating in a bonus of $10 million.
Yes.
It is life-changing. It is. It's really amazing. Ed is so generous.
I steer the boat, but they're the ones that run the boat. They're the ones that make the boat go. Without the team, we are nothing. We are absolutely nothing.
I'm ready to work for that man.
Wow.
What a novel way of thinking.
I
hope it's catchy.
In case you missed it, $10 million, right?
Yeah.
And he split it maybe between
198 employees.
And the average person got about $50,000, but one person got like $275,000 because they worked there a long time. The other person only got $100 because he starts Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go, buddy.
Okay. Are we doing this next year?
Yeah, really.
All right, so there you go.
That's the way it should be.
That's cool.
That's very like... I don't know.
He's got $10 million. He could have done whatever he wanted with it, you know? That's a nice yacht, whatever.
Is it?
Island? I don't, maybe put a pool in, fly everybody in for the opening.
Nope. Yeah, really. Nope. So there you go. Jelly of the Month Club, he could have done that.
I don't get that reference.
I know you don't. That's why we said it.
Because right.
You've never seen
Vacation.
Are you going to change that this year?
I feel like
I think
some,
we should watch it together.
I feel like that's a little much.
No. That is yeah, that's very much.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Well, we were going to play the Wheel of Meat at 6:30. We mentioned that we were going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But there's this 1 hour snow delay.
Yeah.
So we're going to delay the Wheel of Meat.
Yeah, the Wheel of Meat is on the road.
It's on the road, so that's it. Did you see Vanna last night hosting Wheel of Fortune?
Speaking of wheels.
Yeah, speaking of wheels. Yeah.
That's funny.
I just thought of that.
How was she? She doing a good job?
You know what? Not bad.
Yeah,
bad. I mean, she's not Pat Sajak, but who is? But she did a solid job.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there are certain roles people have, and then once you change that role, it's like, you know, it becomes a little different.
Now, for instance, I couldn't do your job. I couldn't sit where you are and doing things you do. No, that's a tough job. Brian, that's a tough job.
Oh, you're talking to LBF. Oh,
yes,
yeah,
LBF.
No, definitely.
No,
not.
I could not
all right.
Do that job.
You know what?
Yeah.
We're heading
this
into
is where,
dangerous territory.
Now this is where
men.
You would say.
Oh, I could never do your job?
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
All right, anyway, so Brian.
the buttons are very, they
the
light up a lot.
You scare them.
Buttons are,
buttons scared, but.
I couldn't be president of the United States because of that. And all those buttons you'd get
there's
to press.
There's one button
I'd like
you. No, don't touch that. Anyway, so no, Vanna did a good job.
Good
so we're
going
to move the Wheel of Meat. To 7:30, if you have a chance to give you know, snow delay, you can spin the wheel up to $100 gift card from McKinnon's Meat Market.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's the most fun we're having, you know, all holiday season.
I had more of that Italian sausage from McKinnon's.
How
last
good
night.
Was that?
So good. Oh, better the next day.
LBF for the win, or Dave for the win.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Okay, Billy Joel. We just played him. Now it reminds me that we're going to give away tickets to see Billy Joel. His concert coming up, and that is going to be, we're giving away this Sunday at our first ever breakfast with Santa. Okay,
so exciting from 9:30 to 11:30 at Apex Entertainment.
Yep.
In Marlboro. When is that happening,
yeah,
Brian
when's
Bell?
That, Brian?
Sunday.
That's right. Sunday.
And what do they have to bring?
Yeah.
A toy.
What kind of toy?
Unwrapped toy.
Yeah. That's real. Yeah.
All right. That's it. That's all I got.
Well, it doesn't really work on that part, but you know, it works better on like
Sunday.
Go cards.
Yes.
Okay.
Laser tag.
Okay. Yeah.
Apex Entertainment.
Okay. That's
Sunday.
It.
Bacon.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Yeah, they do. All right, LBF brought to you by Sullivan Tire. What's in the bin?
Well, we have a couple of RIPs. We also have what happens when you mess up publicly and your wife is embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
Jessica Biel has that story.
Oh, really?
But
Justin's
first,
in the news.
Chrissy Teigen has been spilling all the celebrity tea about celebrity life on Twitter. And yesterday we found out that she uses a private service at airports so that she doesn't have to wait in the TSA line. And she has it's more like a kind of like a Delta Crown Room, but really pricey for celebrities. And they drive you to the terminal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
It's very
nice.
It's very upsetting.
It very is. You know, there are some things we're not supposed to. The little people aren't supposed
to
know.
When you find
secrets.
Those things out, you're like, what?
Right? Yeah.
She talks about what it's like to be famous. Besides using that secret airport terminal, she talked about having a house manager who works at the house all day long to handle day-to-day business, packages, and scheduling for household staff. She also revealed
manager. Okay.
Yeah.
That's me in my house. How about you?
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
My wife.
Yeah.
I mean, Jake does all the heavy lifting. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Everybody
and
has
he takes
role.
Care of Lucy in the morning.
Right.
But, you know.
Mm.
She also revealed she and her husband, John Legend, don't receive, this is amazing, any mail or bills. Can you imagine?
No.
Instead, they have a business accountant who takes care of that and sends them the summaries of their spending and income. She did add she missed going to the grocery store on her own without being bombarded by fans. No, you don't.
Does she?
You know, yeah. I actually stopped getting bills for a while.
Did you?
Yeah, I had my kids getting the mail, and then they were putting it somewhere. I had no idea. I just found a stack of mail. I'm like, where did all this come from?
How'd it feel the time that you didn't get the bills?
Well, yeah, I had a lot of bills to pay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine work out as just well. Taking that off your plate and not having to, like,
it's not
deal.
Real life. I wouldn't want
well,
to.
I real life
I would personally
ridiculously it, hard.
Well, I know, but given the choice, rather
given
than a
choice,
house manager, I would prefer the chef.
I'm sure she has a
oh
chef,
my God,
too.
You gotta, yeah.
That would be my
But
thing.
If you had to choose.
The, yeah, my
house
perk
manager
would be
or
the chef. Yeah.
What,
yeah. What's your perk?
You know, cooking doesn't stress me out. Finances stress me
out. So you'd have a house manager.
I'd have a house manager slash business accountant.
There you
I
go.
Can, yeah. Yeah. And then they'd probably steal from me. And
yeah, right.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever. What about you?
Yeah, Brian Bell.
I would love a chef.
Yes.
Yeah, we're men. You know,
you're the
chefs.
Chef.
We, yeah, you're the chef.
Because, you know, with kids, you have to feed them, I hear, three times a day.
I know.
No,
that's the word on the street, and no. It is just, I want to renegotiate
no,
that contract.
No, snacks. Here you go.
Okay, so, when you're a husband and you mess up publicly, what do you do?
Mm.
Well, you go home, and your wife says, you are going to publicly apologize. Ooh, Jessica
yes.
Biel.
She encouraged him,
yes,
right?
She sure did. So, Justin Timberlake, as we all know.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was holding hands with a coworker when he was really hammered in New Orleans. Happens. And
well, we have an office party Friday, so watch
right,
your
exactly.
hands. But
so
your husband's coming. That's
Jessica
good.
Encouraged Justin to put out his statement on Instagram because she felt embarrassed by his actions and wanted to take him to take accountability. Mm-hmm. They're still united. Bette Midler had weighed in on this, and she said, okay. Justin Timberlake publicly apologized to his wife for holding hands with another actress after having too much to drink, but says nothing else happened. Who cares? He held another woman's hand, BFD. So when is Janet Jackson's boob going to get an apology?
Yeah.
That is a good question,
yeah.
Bette Midler.
Yeah, he whipped it out.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't he? That was yeah. him.
When you say whipped it out,
huh?
It makes it sound
oh,
just
didn't
really
it sound,
awful.
That was bad.
So, yeah.
I need a house manager.
Yeah, you really,
right.
yeah.
Where's my house manager?
I think you should just publicly apologize.
Yeah, publicly apologize for that, please.
Are you encouraging that now?
Yes.
You
got my God, encouraged. Whipped it out.
Well, he did.
It out. Okay, so the RIP portion of the program.
Yeah.
Philip McKeon died. Now, I don't know if you know who he is. He's 55 years
nope.
old. He was a child star. He was in Alice, where he starred opposite Linda Lavin, one of my favorite shows when
from
I was growing
Portland,
up.
From Maine.
76 to 85.
Yeah, Linda's from Portland, Maine.
Is she? My sister went to NYU, and she had a class taught by Linda Lavin, and she never told me. And she knew how much
geez.
I loved Alice.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't forgiven her. Can you
I
tell?
I wouldn't either.
Philip McKeon was Nancy McKeon's brother,
right.
So Joe on Facts of Life.
That's right.
So that's sad. He was ill for a while.
That's
and
right.
Roxette singer Marie Fredriksson died at 61. She had cancer. You remember her? She had The Look and then Listen to
Must
Your Heart
love.
From Must Have Been Love from
Must
Pretty
love.
Woman.
Right.
That Lucy loves
she
that
died
show.
61.
Yeah, so that's sad.
Not good.
I don't mean to end up. That's not, I'm not
really.
Ending on a
Let's
low
go
note
up.
Because
Let's
I'm going to go up.
Up
because I'm
yeah.
giving
Here
away two tickets to see Blue Man Group at the
yeah.
Charles Playhouse. Now, between now and 7 o'clock, if you hear.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This song.
Oh. See, now, how about that?
Because it's blue, get it? See, it's all coming together.
That's going to be in your head all day.
This is fun.
Oh, yeah.
Good seat
that.
Dancing song when you're in the car.
You're
yeah.
seat dancing
yeah.
right now.
So when you hear that, we'll take the 15th caller, 888-410-1057.
But not yet.
Not
only
yet.
When you hear.
Only when you hear the song.
Dee-ba-da-ba.
So we just played it, and we're going to play it from between now and 7 o'clock.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed that
he's in charge of the buttons, so if something happens, it's not my fault.
Yeah. So I encourage you to apologize for that already.
The ROR Morning Show, Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian, 80s and more, 105.7 WROR.
It's Wednesday.
What day is it?
It's one word.
Wednesday.
In one word.
Mean.
Let me finish.
It's one word. Wednesday.
I've got one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Now, does the snow make you feel more festive, guys?
You're no.
Willing? Nope.
No, it's just it mucks things up. I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
Wow, it looks great.
You can tell.
I love it.
Love it. Looks great. Makes you want to go shopping.
Does it?
All right. Not really. Well, all right. So here's the phrase for one word. Now, we got two tickets to Black Crowes coming up next summer, but we're looking for the best.
Like most creative.
Most creative.
Like something outside unexpected. Of the box. Yeah. Yes.
Unexpected.
The worst outside of the, you know, present.
Yes.
The worst thing about holiday shopping is the blank.
The prices.
Yeah, you can't argue with that.
Yep, very true. Yeah, very
can't
true.
Can't argue with that, Tony. Thank you. Drive safe. Okay, Michelle, finish the phrase.
The worst thing about holiday shopping is the...
traffic.
Traffic.
Oh, totally, right?
Oh.
Yes, I think it is anyway.
Yeah, I know. It makes you want to shop from home, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It does, and I do sometimes.
I don't blame you. Thanks, Michelle.
So, is that the answer?
Well, no, there's no right answer.
We're looking for the best.
Oh.
Yeah,
the most creative.
Answer, most creative. I guess we should have said that for some of our new listeners.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, all right.
Thanks, Michelle.
All right, thank you.
Bye. All right, Ryan, finish the phrase. Good, finish the phrase.
The worst thing about holiday shopping is the...
parking.
No, he didn't say it right. What is that?
Parking?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the worst part about holiday shopping is
the parking.
It's the parking.
The parking thing. Exactly.
The parking.
Parking. All right. Now I get it. I'm
it's
like,
the parking.
Am I missing something? Yes,
where
I
you am. From?
Thanks, Ryan. Okay, Sue, go ahead and finish the phrase.
People.
Uh-oh.
It's true, isn't it?
Boy. Yeah, they annoy you, huh?
Hell is other people.
They are so rude, it's not even funny.
Do you have any incidents that you'd relate of rude people?
Well, I went to go get a present, and I went to reach for it, and someone grabbed it and took it and ran to the cashier.
Are you kidding? What store was that?
Are you serious? Like, yeah. You need it that badly?
What store was it?
It was Kmart.
Kmart.
Oh, Kmart. She says it right.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. How was the pocket? That's all that matters.
No, I got the accent. Yeah.
We like it, Sue. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Good job. Yeah. How was the pocket it came out? All right. Let's go to Mike. Mike, what is... go ahead and finish this phrase.
The worst thing about holiday shopping is the...
Oh, this is Brenda.
Oh, Brenda. Brenda. I'm sorry. Brenda, go ahead.
It's the... decision making.
Oh,
you can hyphenate that.
Decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get really crazed. Like I'm like, is it good? Is it bad? It's overwhelming.
Mm. Tough decisions. Are you buying something right now? No.
No.
All
I don't
right.
Think so.
Okay. I just heard her.
Can't decide.
She bailed out.
All right. She's done.
Yeah, she's like, nope.
All right, Mike. What is yours, Mike?
Since I can't have hustle bustle, I'll just have to go hustle.
The hustle. It's a great dance.
I'd rather have the bustle. Okay.
But it's not fun.
Thanks, Mike. All right, Helen, go ahead and finish this phrase.
The worst thing about holiday shopping is the...
expectations.
Really?
You're always expected to be someplace. You're expected to get someone a present or a card or money or...
Oh, you're right.
So much expectations and the stress.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
That is
that's
it.
The
nobody
best
else
one.
Said that. Helen... Yeah. Would you like to go see the Black Crowes?
Absolutely.
You got it. Yep.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Helen, here you go. Two tickets to the Black Crowes at the Xfinity Center. That is July 22nd, 2020.
Nice.
Look, that's
awesome.
That's a lot of twos. 2-2 on 2020, right?
Nice.
So, Helen.
It probably won't be snowing then.
Well, but but you're not expecting that, though, are you, Helen?
Right.
Okay. All right, Helen. Enjoy Black Crowes. Thank you for listening. So we're looking for out of the box.
Yes,
fun.
And that's a really good one because it is
that
pressure of the expectations. Because you're like, oh God, I got to get everything for everybody.
Helen, who do you expect to take with you?
A friend.
Well, that's nice.
Leaves it open ended.
Yeah, exactly.
They have no expectations. All right, Helen. Thank God. That's right. Oh, I don't know. I didn't expect that. That's great. Thanks, Helen. All right. Josh Reed. the wheel of meat, nothing can stop it. Not snow, sleet, rain. Nothing stops the wheel of meat, LBF.
Nothing does.
All right, we ready to spin the wheel?
I'm very excited.
All right, let's say hi to our contestant this morning. It's Steve from Saugus. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, folks. How are we doing today?
All right, Steve. What are you doing today?
I'm at work.
Mm-hmm. Where do you work?
I work down in Waltham for a biomedical company.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That seems like very Peter Parker of you. Stay away from the spiders.
Really?
I don't know. That's right. Where I went.
Steve, do you like meat?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What kind of meat do you like?
Good.
We got it all here.
Beef. Steak tips, all the above.
Right. Think of beef and cheese.
Well, you got it all. So here's what you're going to be spinning the wheel for. McKinnon's Supermarkets and Super Butcher Shop gift card. So we're going to let you spin the wheel virtually. Brian Bell will be giving it a spin whenever you count down, and Brian will do it. Okay, go ahead. Give us your countdown, Steve.
3, 2, 1.
All right.
We wish you
All right, Brian, what did he land on?
Spare ribs.
Spare ribs.
Love spare ribs.
What do you think of that?
That's great.
Awesome. All right. Yeah, you got spare ribs. Oh, those are awesome. What would you have with those?
Applesauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Some duck sauce?
Some mashed potatoes.
Potatoes. I'm thinking like Chinese food.
Yeah.
You have Chinese food. All right, Steve, who's in the audience today? Steve?
I don't think people are getting that.
You threw me off.
Yeah. On Wheel of Fortune, they always have somebody in the audience, Steve.
Bob really wants someone to answer that question.
Yeah, please. So who's in the audience, Steve?
Who's in the audience?
Yeah. My lovely wife, Bob.
Your lovely wife, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay.
My lovely wife.
Of how many years, Steve?
She would be 37 by now.
Okay, nice.
All right. Tell me what you won, LBS.
Well, you have won a $100 gift certificate to McKinnon's Meat. It's Supermarkets and Super Butcher Shop gift card. Yeah. It's so exciting. McKinnon's is now taking roast orders for the holidays. Oh. Call today to order your prime rib, tenderloin roast, crown roast, turkey, or a leg of lamb. And shop online at shopmckinnons.com.
There you go. Hey, Steve, thanks for playing. What's better than winning meat, okay?
WOR is number one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good job, Steve. Hang on. All right, the wheel of meat rolls all week long, right?
Rolling. Yeah.
So your chance to spin the wheel of meat tomorrow from our friends at McKinnon's. All right, what's coming up with the dirty laundry, LBF?
Why is Jon Bon Jovi so sad?
Is it about
a breakup.
It's not his hair.
No, he's got great hair and he has his own wine company, but he's still sad.
But he's sad. All right, I can't wait to find out.
Why is he so sad?
Brian?
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Sullivan Tire. What's in the bin?
Okay, what it's like to be rich and famous. A reboot that I'm very excited about. But first, why is Jon Bon Jovi sad? He's sad because Richie Sambora left the band, and it's been about 6 years. And he was telling this reporter, I wish he was here because we were a formidable duo. Our voices were the magic, and he's a great guy and all that kind of stuff, but his choices have led him astray. Mm. It didn't hurt Jon Bon Jovi's wallet because the band went on to gross more than $868.8 million in concert ticket sales after
Richie
left.
Perk up a little, John.
I know.
Richie doesn't want a piece of that action?
I know.
Are you kidding?
Well,
I'm back.
His choices have led him astray.
I'm back.
I don't
just
know.
Like Shawshank. Maybe I just miss my friend.
Yes, exactly. That's it.
Morgan?
All right, Chrissy Teigen told us all how the rich and famous live yesterday by revealing that she uses a secret airport terminal with separate security when traveling. She's I adore her, but I think that like it just makes me a little crazy. But she's spilling more. She has a house manager who works for, at the house all day to handle day-to-day business packages and scheduling for the household staff. She also revealed she and her husband, John Legend, don't receive any bills or mail. Instead, they...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Of a business accountant who takes care of that and sends them summaries of their spending and income. And she actually did add that she misses going to the grocery store without being bombarded by fans. Let me tell you, Chrissy, it's not that fun. I'm just letting you know. It's like it becomes a have to.
For you, LBF, it's tough. You're out and about, people stopping you for selfies, autographs.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Usually they're like, "Do you work here?" I see you here all the time. Yeah. I'm like,
you know,
I know.
Find the bread.
Yeah, exactly. Gosh, that lady can definitely find the bread. They think she knows exactly where the ice cream aisle and the bread aisle are. All right, and finally. This is a reboot I can get behind. Home Alone, even though I love the original, it's going to be on Disney Plus's reboot, and they've actually cast Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt's Ellie Kemper and my favorite, Catastrophe's Rob Delaney, who's actually from around here. And I know, but they're not going to play the parents. Don't worry about it. We'll see what happens. It might be it's not a remake, it's a reboot. I don't even know what that means anymore. I just love Rob Delaney so much I can't even stand it. If you haven't seen Catastrophe,
reboots don't work.
It's uncomfortable.
You know,
start talking about them.
You don't need to reboot, okay?
You don't?
No, just don't. Let it go. Home Alone is perfection
by
itself.
Leave it alone. You're a purist, Bob.
I'm a purist.
You're a purist. Well, you know, and then in other exciting news.
Yeah.
We have somebody really awesome. Guest star of Dirty Laundry, Greg Raleigh from Apex Entertainment.
Greg,
he's here. It's very exciting.
Being a
little closer to that microphone.
Oh, there
Greg.
We go.
Yeah.
Being a clean and family entertainment center, I'd hate to be associated with Dirty Laundry.
That's
I understand. I understand.
Just this once.
First of all, Greg, thanks for coming in. And I got a side note. Greg's dad, Bob Raleigh, big Boston radio personality for many, many years.
Yeah. He was over on WBZ for... He did the overnight show for 18 years, I believe it was.
Great.
So,
is he tired? Yeah.
Now that's a talent.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. He was. He's one to me. You know, he's the guy that just made me shovel the driveway and rake the leaves. And everybody said, "Loved your dad on the radio." Do the chores for him around the house. But
But we did love Bob on the radio. So anyway, Greg, thanks for coming in. Sunday is our first ever breakfast with Santa at Apex in Marlboro. Thank you for letting us have it there.
We love being a part of this.
Yeah, it's great.
Bring a present. Yeah. Come in. That's going to be the admission for pancakes with Santa there.
Now, let's talk about breakfast, Bob.
Bob's, been really interested in what exactly
so
is for breakfast.
So it's breakfast with Santa. Just give us an idea. Paint a picture of what breakfast is going to be about.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you bring in the gift. Mm. You enter. You get to talk and meet Santa. It's going to be very exciting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, everybody's very excited about
breakfast.
This. In our ballroom. breakfast, of course. And then we'll have, and then second breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then, And then, so we're going to have part of our ballroom set up for that. Okay. We have 4,000 square feet of meeting space.
Wow.
Huge.
So,
huge.
Correct. So we can fit parties up to 200 people. We're doing a lot of holiday parties now as well.
Great.
And this will be a nice little preview for some of the other people that are coming later in the season. So, we'll have some tables set up in part of the room.
9:30 to 11:30.
That
and
is
it's
correct.
Absolutely free. But like you just said, you glossed over it because we're trying to get a lot in. But, bring a present for the kids for Christmas in the kids.
Correct.
That is your ticket to get in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Christmas in the city.
So that's it.
Awesome. We love doing this. We're a big part of any kind of
it's great.
Kids, and that's what we do.
Yeah.
And that's what we look for. And
Brian's been,
excited.
I'm telling you. Just
Greg,
this.
My biggest problem with your place is I took my 10-year-old there, and ever since I did, he keeps asking me to go back every day.
One of the things that we try and strive for is you come as many times as you like.
Yeah.
You know, we'll find space for you. But come on back.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Go-karts.
We have go-karts. We have
bowling. What other things? What's available there? I'm so excited.
Six attractions. Our signature attraction is the go-kart track.
Okay.
The carts go up to about 40 miles an hour.
Oh,
it's
my.
A quarter mile indoor go-kart track that's multi-level.
Wow.
Then we have the 30 lanes of bowling, of course. Six are candlepin.
Oh, I love Candlepin.
Candlepin is very exciting. In some of our other locations, actually, we have our second location is in Syracuse. Albany is opening.
Do they know
week
what Candlepin is in Syracuse?
A little. Okay. In the Northeast, people have heard of it. In fact, part of the.
It's the only way to bowl.
I know.
Well, the two gentlemen that actually kind of are really in charge, Marcus and Joey, they have bowling in their past.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they knew of it, but they came out in the Midwest.
But they didn't grow up watching Candlepins for cash on Saturday mornings.
You know, bringing back some nice memories.
Fire.
Sure. Right.
So, Greg, you're going to give each of the, if you bring a toy, not only to get breakfast and pictures with Santa, you're going to give a 30-minute arcade card?
30-minute arcade card to play as well. Yep. That's so awesome. We'll have on the arcade. You go run around and
now, what
you
is
swipe
the,
it once. And,
okay. What is the deal with that pretzel you brought in?
Oh, my God.
It's like the King Kong of pretzels.
Yes. You know, we have a wonderful menu that we just did over, and we have 60-plus gluten free options. Very, very important to us. Allergen sensitivity.
Yeah,
it's
but
huge.
The pretzel's the key. This thing, it's a 2-pound pretzel. Comes out on a pizza platter. Comes out on a pizza platter, and it pretty much defines who we are. You come with
incredible.
Some friends. You come with a family.
You can come alone. With that pretzel.
Wow. Yeah. Right. House with
pretzel for one.
Yeah. Brian, you bring back your kids, your family. You go on the lanes. You order a pretzel. Everybody gets a drink. You kind of share the big pretzel. It's a great item.
I think, you know, families, like with Christmas break coming up, you guys are going to be a great spot to get the kids some energy out.
Without question.
It's a lot of fun.
Even on a day like
the website?
I'm sorry?
Your website?
Is apexentertainment.com.
All right, you got to check that out. So is this? Well, when is it going to be, Brian?
Sunday.
That's right. We're hyping it up. Sunday. Great.
It is. This Sunday. We're
remember
very
your dad
excited.
Used to
and thanks
play
for
those commercials back in the day.
I'm sorry.
Remember, your dad probably used to have those commercials back in the day.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
or
sure.
New England Dragway.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh my God!
The rule of threes.
That's it. It's going to be 9:30 to 11:30. Public's invited. Bring a toy or two.
Yes.
And get your hands on one of those pretzels there.
Oh, I'm getting two hands on that pretzel. That's a two-hander, Bob. That's a two-hander.
She was trying to reach over me at this one point,
I know.
So I had to slap her wrist.
I'm trying to be polite,
right,
but
Greg
it's really
Rollins,
hard.
Thanks for coming in, and we're so excited.
Thanks
for
having me.
First ever Breakfast with Santa, and I hope it's the first of many. Okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. The folks at Apex are excited. We're excited. We want to see you there, too. Details at WROR.com. You guys ready to play Super Smart 60 Seconds? Let's say hi to Laureen Fama from Billerica. Good morning, Laureen.
Good morning.
Now, it says here you're a homemaker.
Yes.
Housewife. How many kids do you have?
I have three boys.
Oh, my God. How are you?
Are you crazy?
You want to lie down for a little bit?
Wow.
That's great. How old are they?
19, 15, and 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're getting there.
Yeah.
You're getting there.
Almost there.
All right. So let's play Super Smart in 60 seconds. You know how it works. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions, Laureen. If you get them all right, we'll give you $1,000. That might help with some shopping for those boys.
All this food you must go through.
Right?
God.
A lot of food.
I can't imagine. Okay. So LBF will ask you 10 questions. Get them right. We'll give you $1,000. If you're not sure, say pass. Okay? And we'll come back to it if we do have time. All right, Laureen, here we go.
John Bon Jovi is what from what 80s band?
Bon Jovi. Oh, my God. Pat.
Whose heart grew three times on Christmas Day?
Oh, the Grinch.
What ballet includes the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy?
Pat.
What does the abbreviation LOL stand for?
Laugh Out Loud.
Who was Olive Oil's boyfriend?
Pass.
What is Big Poppy's real name?
Oh, pass.
Which TV series was set in Walnut Grove, Minnesota?
Oh, pass.
In what year did Richard Nixon resign as President of the United States? 74, 75, or 76?
74.
What's the dot on the letter I called?
Period? No. Yeah.
What were the surnames of Bonnie and Clyde?
Oh, man. We ran out of time,
really
Maureen.
Did.
I'm sorry.
Don't you apologize.
No.
That's all right. No.
Laureen, I counted three correct.
I should apologize to you, actually. Sorry.
These were tough questions.
I wasn't going to get zero. I thought I wasn't going to get any. So.
No, you got three. All right, what did we miss?
Well, we missed the first one. John Bon Jovi is from the 80s band Bon Jovi.
You knew that.
But you knew it.
I knew that. That was like a trick question.
Well, it was tricky, wasn't it?
It was just right there.
When the answer's in the question, it makes it so difficult.
No, my dad's going to kill me for that one.
That's all right. What ballet includes Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy? That's the Nutcracker.
I was going to guess. I knew it.
I know. This is the problem with the 60 seconds. It gets really stressful. Yes. Olive Oil's boyfriend is Popeye.
Popeye.
Big Up Poppy's real name is David Ortiz. Mm-hmm. Little House on the Prairie was set in Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
I wouldn't have known that.
I didn't know it either, and I was there.
No.
Yeah. I mean, in the 70s.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm like, you were in Walnut Grove, Minnesota? How interesting. The dot on the letter I is called a tittle.
A what?
What is
that? I never heard of that.
A tittle.
I never heard of that.
Yeah. I never heard that.
Wow. I didn't either.
This is a now you know.
Yeah.
Right?
Kids have never heard of it either.
You'll never forget.
And they're in school.
I know. Sorry. And the surnames of Bonnie and Clyde were Parker and Barrow.
How about that?
I didn't know that.
All right.
But you know what? You didn't think you were going to get any. You got three. And you knew, and I know you knew some of them.
We know you knew Bon Jovi.
But you went back.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 So
and then
Maureen.
Popeye and David Ortiz. Yeah. Yeah. After.
Yeah.
So much easier once you hear the answer.
That's right.
Right. Right.
You know that does help. That does help. Gee, that is funny.
Yeah. So, thank you for your help.
All right. Lorraine, who leaves here empty-handed?
Nobody.
How about a $100 Elements massage gift card? I think
you
a mom of three boys could use
that.
Oh,
yeah. That would be nice.
So keep it for yourself. Otherwise, give the gift of wellness and relaxation instead of just stuff. Get an Elements massage gift card for anyone on your list. You're making me tittle with that. Now through December 25th.
Don't hurt yourself.
December 25th. That would be Christmas. Buy one gift card, get one for 50% off. Go to elementsmassage.com/New England today. Lorraine, was it good for you?
It was.
You enjoyed
it.
That is great.
Yeah, all right. I was very nervous.
No, you didn't sound it at all, Lori. All right, you hang on.
Three boys. How could you be nervous?
I know.
Conquered it all.
That's my husband's fault.
Blame him.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Lori. So if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, just go to WROR.com. Sign up to play right there.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotz and LBF and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, so we're gonna bring it down to two cool things.
Two
cool guys.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
All right, from the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, my God. Moose Weeks and Dragon Taylor. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys are tall.
Even the short guy's tall. Yeah. Let's turn it down a little bit. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having us.
So we got Moose and we got Dragon.
Yeah.
Where do you get the nicknames?
Well, of course, I'm a high flyer, so sometimes I jump so high like I got wings on my back.
Oh, okay. I got it.
I like that.
And Moose?
They call me Moose not because I look like one. I do eat like one. But I like to think that a moose is a large, powerful animal. I'm a large, powerful dunker. And they say when I'm up in the air, my hair looks like moose antlers. So.
Oh, that's funny.
He has some good hair.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a nice hair, too. It's just a little smaller. It's not as close to God.
I tried to grow it out. It didn't work so well.
Hey, Moose, could you get a little bit closer to the microphone? Let's hear those pipes. There we go.
Is this close enough?
That's good.
You can even put it down a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Look at that.
Well, we couldn't get any headphones on over your hair.
I know, over there.
Thank you.
So Harlem Globetrotters are going to be in Boston on December 26th, right? The day after Christmas. It's like a tradition, right?
It's like the perfect Christmas gift.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Say that again.
Perfect Christmas
gift. It really
gift.
Is.
11:30 and 4:30.
Yep, correct.
Right? Garden.
Hey, can I got to ask you guys, I always wonder how you get to become a Globetrotter, right? Well, so how'd that happen for you, Dragon?
Well, everyone has a different story, but my story, I played professional basketball at other places.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I got a call from the Globetrotters that said they heard about me and they seen some of my dunks I was doing.
So they called you?
Yeah, and I was like,
saw your moves.
Globetrotters called me? This is amazing. So They brought me in for a trial, and now I'm here 7 years later.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's better than the generals.
I was going to say, really. You know, yeah, how do you get that call? The generals. Hey, would you like to lose 100 games in a row? Moose, how did you become a Globetrotter?
Well, for me, I played in a charity game against some former Globetrotters and NBA players. I got the game MVP. One of the former Globetrotters had actually been familiar with me from high school. I was like, hey, man, you need to be with us. He gave me a Sweet Lou Dunbar, you know, Globetrotter player mm-hmm. and legend, and mm-hmm. he's also the head of our player personnel.
Okay.
And so he brought me in, gave me a chance, and 10 years later, I'm still rolling.
Still loving it, man.
They're still growing, too.
Yeah. Have you guys lost yet? I mean, since...
I have not lost yet. Right,
boy, that's going to be a long night.
They really are Globetrotters, because, Dragon, you've been to 53 countries and counting.
Yeah, yep.
Wow. Isn't that... Wow. That is crazy. Such a great way to see the world.
Yeah, definitely.
I haven't even been to the 50 states.
Yeah, see? Well, you should have picked up a basketball, Bob.
I couldn't go left, LBF.
Can I just ask you guys, because my 10-year-old is super into hoops, and so we're always watching, like, the trick shot videos and stuff. Have you guys, either of you guys, done any of these crazy, what's the craziest trick shot that you've got for the Globetrotters?
So for me, I did the highest alley-hoop slam dunk from the Auckland Sky Tower.
Oh, I saw that one.
That was pretty cool. It was amazing.
You were like on bungees, right?
Yeah, I was on bungees.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So you had to be, someone had to give you the alley-oop.
Yeah, ice.
Perfect
ice,
timing.
Yeah, when a female Globetrotter, she's amazing.
Oh, really?
She's one of the best.
Was it one take?
Shooter.
One take.
We killed it.
That's awesome.
We did good.
I love it. And that's it. You're in the Guinness Book of World Records.
No, it's actually not a world record. Oh. It's not a Guinness Book World Record, but it's a world record for as far as
basketball. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's good enough.
That's pretty good.
How about you, Moose?
My best trick shot, I would have to say, was in the Georgia Dome before they tore it down. I was from the Raptors, and I don't know how high up it was, but, you know, the railing that I was shooting next to was about waist high, so I was a little nervous.
Mm. Yeah, it's not up to code.
No.
Yeah. That just enhanced my skill, I'll say.
Yeah.
And I knocked it down. They showed it from like 5 different angles, and it took the ball about 3 seconds to get down. Maybe longer, but it's good.
You know what would be good for him? Would be a moose crossing sign.
That's true. Yeah,
that'd be good. Just give him moose crossing. Whenever you go down,
yeah, that's
you know,
true.
When he's coming down, if a crossover
and moose tracks ice cream.
Yeah, moose.
Yeah, that's always been a favorite of mine.
What do your folks think of you guys being Globetrotters? That's got to be pretty cool bragging rights.
Well, you know what? Mm. My dear sweet mama, she's so proud.
Yeah, Moose
tells me how much you know.
She's got to
be. Me, she's proud of me, and I think for her, just seeing how it affects you know some of my other younger family members,
mm-hmm.
Giving them something to aspire to.
Yeah,
because
super positive.
You need a
right?
lot of inspiration sometimes, and not just to achieve your goals, but to be able to dream big and aim high. So
mm-hmm.
I think like that was something that
mom's
they
proud.
Really, really,
she should be.
Yeah, my mom, she calls me all the time, asking, do I need anything?
That's that right?
I actually get a chance to see her Christmas. We play in Chicago, so I get a
That's
chance.
That's where you're
to,
from, right?
Yeah,
oh,
from
you guys
Chicago.
Are playing.
Nice.
You, you're going to meet Chicago Christmas in Boston the 26th?
Yeah, we're everywhere. We travel all over the globe.
They're Globetrotters.
I keep forgetting they're Globetrotters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it. I know. You know, it makes sense to me now. That's great. Well, they've been around you close
since
to
1926.
1926.
We're going
1926.
On 94 amazing years.
94 amazing years.
God.
It's you know what the best part of the show, because I took my 6-year-old, I took my 10-year-old last year when you guys were in town. It's full of joy and fun, and it's an awesome time
it
with
is.
The whole family. Like, it's just spectacular. You guys do a great job.
And we got you on school vacation week, so
we're excited.
Out of the house. Ticketmaster.
Out of the house, parents. Take advantage of this. If you haven't gotten your kids that special, special Christmas present, this is the one.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah,
this
he's
is
good.
Is. Hey, you want to get in sales if this doesn't work out?
I don't know. They should. They should consider me
I'm
for
I'm telling
a
you.
Things,
you know? Moose is good.
We're multi-talented.
Yes.
You guys are. No, it's fun. I haven't seen you guys in years, but I'd love to come back and see the Globetrotters. So tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Yep, December 26th, two shows, 11:30 and 11:30 and 4?
4:30.
Oh, it's exciting. I'm excited.
Now, Brian Bell showed you a picture of his 10-year-old boy, Sam. Does he have game?
He's got skills. Yeah. That little crossover to the hoop and that finger roll. Ooh,
right. Not bad. Good, right? Not bad.
I don't understand a word that he just said, but that's okay.
Sounded good, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It really did. I'm like, wow, that's impressive.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming, everybody. Moose and Dragon.
Thanks for having us.
So, tickets, Ticketmaster.com, right? At the Garden, the 26th, right after Christmas. Perfect stocking stuffer. Guys, you're terrific. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, we need to get
pictures just to prove that we know Moose and Dragon.
Okay. And that we're very short.
Just to show people how short we really
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
I can always rely on that answer. I can always rely on that. That was Bon Jovi, right?
Yes, it was.
That was John Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get accused of standing between the super smart player and $1,000.
As I've been accused of.
Being tough.
Tough. The questions are impossible.
Can't get them right. You really don't want to give away the money. Here's a case in point. Here's today's player struggling with one of your tough questions. Yeah. Here's from earlier in the show.
John Bon Jovi is from what 80s band?
Bon Jovi. Oh, my God. Pat.
Well, we missed the first one. John Bon Jovi is from the 80s band Bon Jovi.
Oh, you knew that.
But you knew it.
I knew that. That was like a trick question.
Well, it was tricky, wasn't it?
It was just right there.
When the answer's in the question, it makes it so difficult.
My dad's going to kill me for that one.
How do you sleep at night? Poor Lauren.
I'm terrible. Well, I'm so sorry. Mm. Those questions are... That particular question was very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, you can hear the rest of all my horribly difficult questions in about 45 minutes.
Yeah, you know,
that's right. I'm sure it got better from there.
Nope. So there you go.
I'm trying, people. I'm trying.
I don't know. You stood between Laureen and $1,000 today.
I know. I'm sorry.
Anywho, I don't know how you sleep at night. All right.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.